A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Hello, Georgia fans. Buck Ballou here, back from G-Day. Very encouraged with what I saw over at Sanford Stadium this past Saturday. 50,000 plus showing up to see this 2024 Georgia Bulldog team go at it in the red and black game. Ended in a 20-20 tie. Not that that matters, but tell you what, the media was put up with all the construction going on. We were over on the visitor side and in the president's suite. And boy, I tell you what, I didn't know what I was missing over there, especially with the view and the way they treated you over there. It was, I don't know if we want to leave looking ahead to the regular season, but it was fun witnessing a team that comes into the season by most people following college football as the number one rated team coming into the 2024 season. Love the fact that we saw the ones versus ones going at it in the game, made for some really good competition going on with the number one offense taking on the number one defense, the number two offense taking on the number two defense. Really made for some good competition going on there. I tell you, another thing I like, being a former quarterback at Georgia, was seeing the G-Day game where Mike Bobo and the offense, they led with the passing attack. I mean, they threw this thing around, and it was fun to watch. Carson Beck throwing it 46 times in the scrimmage. And you saw Carson throwing it short to intermediate to deep. And hit some big plays all over the field. We're looking at a guy that's going to have a really legitimate shot to go high in the NFL draft next season. Showed off some mobility like he did as a first-year starter last year. And I think the only thing I heard at the coffee shop this morning was there were some people concerned about Carson Beck's accuracy in the scrimmage. Completion percentage of 54%, going 25 for 46 in the game. I would say about that, I would say that this is just part of the process. You got three new transfer receivers that Georgia has mixed into the wide receiver group. So it takes a period of time to get comfortable and confident with some of these other new receivers. And I think that's what's going on as far as the completion percentage went. A couple of touchdowns, gave up one interception, but had that game tying drive at the end to end up making this a tie scrimmage there, 20-20. But overall, I thought Carson looked great in the scrimmage. And I tell you what, the other quarterback, Gunnar Stockton, I think what Gunnar was able to do, he went 23 of 37, 62% completion percentage for 250 yards and a touchdown. And Gunnar showing off some mobility also was very impressive. And I thought what Gunnar was able to do was able to solidify his spot as the backup quarterback to Carson Beck coming into the season and the quarterback of the future as Georgia looks ahead to 2025. Gunnar Stockton went out and played. He went out and balled out, man. Liked what I saw out of him. A guy that can, so versatile in his skill set. Now, that's what I like about Gunnar. He is a guy that can do a little bit of everything and so strong in the intangibles, too. He's tough, can lead, people follow when he's on the field, and I really like that about him. You're going to see the transfer portal open up here this week, and I think you can anticipate seeing Kirby Smart going out and finding a transfer quarterback to come join the quarterback room. But I don't believe it's to compete with Gunnar Stockton. I think this is going to be a depth thing, Kirby wanting four scholarships quarterbacks in that quarterback room. And I have to admit, I was a little disappointed I did not get to see the freshman quarterback, Ryan Puglisi, who was dinged up, had a leg injury, dinged up, not able to go in the scrimmage. So I think I'm going to have to put that off until practice coming up into the fall. But I think Gunnar Stockton really solidified himself as the backup quarterback. And you're just one play away from being the starter. So feeling really comfortable about Gunnar in there. Georgia leading with a pass, and why not? I think it's a preview of what's to come in the upcoming season. You're going to see Georgia throw this football this year, lead with a passing game. And that's exciting for me. I don't know about you, but really looking forward to seeing this. Why are they doing that? Well, you got a big-time quarterback in Carson Beck, and you've also got what looks to be the deepest receiver core that I can remember playing at UGA. I mean, they go 10 to 12 deep and quality weapons to distribute the ball to. So why not lead with the passing attack? Colby Young really stood out with Rosemy Jack Saint moving on to the NFL. Georgia with an opportunity for an ex-wide receiver to step in and play. And Colby Young coming in from the Miami Hurricane program, a senior, long and lean, had a really nice touchdown reception in the game, 50-50 ball where he went up over the DB and came down with the reception. So anxious to see more of Colby Young. You also got Ra-Ra Thomas playing that X wide receiver spot. So Georgia looking really good at the X. Dylan Bell at the Z wide receiver spot. Dylan, just an outstanding all-around receiver. Can make that tough catch. He works the middle of the field. You see him make some catch outside the numbers, some catches there. A really good physical blocker. Tell you, there's a lot to like when you see Dylan Bell out on the field. And he's going to be backed up by Arian Smith, who is probably the most explosive receiver among this wide receiver room, and apparently has worked overtime this spring, has taken it seriously, has worked on his craft, and looking like a guy that's ready to step in and take a bigger load with this wide receiver position. And then the other, the transfer coming in from Vanderbilt, London Humphreys, also looks like a really good fit at the Z. Made a catch or two during the G-Day scrimmage, and he looks like a guy that's going to be in the rotation also. As far as the slot goes, Dominic Lovett with a really nice game. Dominic with seven catches for over 100 yards and a touchdown. Looks like to me he'll be the go-to wide receiver for Carson Beck. He's gotten better and more comfortable than he was a year ago when Lovett came in and made an instant impact in this Georgia offense. I liked what I saw out of Michael Jackson III coming in from the USC Trojan program. A guy short to intermediate, working underneath, working in the middle of the field. He's got some explosiveness also, which can help this offense, and really excited to see more of him. Another receiver I was really impressed and was looking forward to seeing was, we saw him a little bit a year ago as a kick returner, and we saw him in G-Day, Anthony Evans, just a fearless football player. You saw that as a return man late in the season. You see that as a receiver. There's no fear with him working the middle of the field where you can get your head knocked off, and just continues to impress there at the receiver position. So anxious to see more of him. I include the tight ends in the weapons category in Georgia with two we saw at G-Day. Oscar Delp continues to look like an impact player. Lawson Lucky, who was injured at the beginning of last season, we saw him at the tail end of the year get in, but after seeing him in high school at Norcross, he's a guy that is a big target, really good hands, more comfortable in the offense. So I tell you, with Delp and Lucky, they've got a really dynamic duo as far as the passing attack goes at the tight end position. And then they have a grad, a transfer coming in. You're going to see Ben Urasek will come in at the end of the summer, and I anticipate him being a part of that tight end rotation also. So plenty of weapons, and I include Trevor Etienne. It was exciting to see him play on G-Day. I wasn't sure whether we were going to see him or not because of the off-the-field problem that he had, the DUI, but tell you what, I include him in that weapons category whether as a running back in the run game. He's explosive, can provide that explosive play, which is huge, and then also shows off an ability to be a receiver in the passing game and make some big plays in that passing game also. Speaking of the running backs, I think that trio we saw on G-Day was impressive to me. And ETN was a part of that group. Roderick Robinson in year number two looks like he's really worked hard with his conditioning. He looks like he's dropped a little weight. We're talking about a big back that we're going to see in the short yardage goal line situations. But he's not just a big back. I mean, here's a guy that can make you miss. He's got that skill set that goes along. He's really impressive in the G-Day scrimmage. And then Andrew Paul is another running back that I've been impressed with from day one. Had a knee injury that set him back, but he is a versatile, all-around skill set running back. And coming into the year with ETN and Roderick Robinson and Andrew Paul, man, I think Georgia's in a really good place at the running back spot. RBU continues at UGA. Look, last on the offense, but certainly not least, the offensive line looks to me like one of the top offensive lines in college football again this year. Now, they haven't won that Joe Moore Award. That seems like it's going to those northern teams here the last two, 3 years. But I really love this Georgia offensive line in the way they're looking at playing ball this year. They go eight deep in quality across the board on the offensive line. You know, the first thing I wanted to see was Jared Wilson, who's going to step in for Cedric Van Pran Granger as the center on this offense and offensive line. And Jared Wilson, it doesn't look like to me there's going to be much drop-off, if any drop-off, at the center position. And that's no disrespect to Van Pran, who played great football for 3 years. I just think Jared Wilson may be a little more athletic. I just don't anticipate seeing any drop-off at the center position. Offensive guard, you got three legitimate players that will play. You got Fairchild, Morris, that left offensive guard spot. You've got Ratledge over there at right guard. So you got three proven impact offensive guards coming into the season. At offensive tackle, Green at the left tackle spot. Looks like an All-American player to me. Did a great job in pass protection. Rugged in the run game. Man, first year as a starter last year, he was impressive, and you're seeing him even more impressive than he was a year ago. Over on the right side, you got Xavier Truss, and I really like Freeling, young offensive tackle that got to play a little bit last season, and so he's the third offensive tackle as I see it, and looks like they've got a great tackle there ready to step in a moment's notice. They're excellent in pass protection, this offensive line. And they're also solid with the run blocking. So this offense, man, I'm expecting this offense to be really fun and exciting. And looking for them to lead the way, especially early in the season. Let's talk about this Georgia defense. What I saw in G-Day, you know, the first thought when I look at this Georgia defense is they've got three All-American caliber players at the three different levels of the defense. Up front on that defensive line, playing that outside linebacker spot, is you've got Mykael Williams, who is just a star in the making. Look at him as a potential first-round pick in the 25 NFL draft. Had an interception in the G-Day scrimmage, and I can't wait to see more of Mykael in the upcoming season. That outside linebacker spot looks like it fits him very well, and I'm expecting Mykael to have a huge season this year for the Dogs up front. Then at linebacker, you got Smile Mondon, who I believe is the best cover linebacker I've seen in college football, and you've got in the secondary Malachi Starks playing that safety spot. And so I really like that, the way that shapes up. You got three All-American caliber players, one at each level of the three levels of the defense. Look, my biggest concern coming into G-Day, and I couldn't wait to get a look at this, was the interior defensive line. So we're talking about the defensive tackle spots on this Georgia front. You got two veteran starters, and I'm not really concerned about Warren Brinson and Nazir Stackhouse. They've played a ton of football. Two veteran seniors that are going to lead the way and be the starters. They are not outstanding, but they are average, no disrespect. I think what they'll bring to the table is some great leadership and giving Georgia two starters at that defensive tackle spot that will be solid in their play. But I think one of the keys to this defense being as good as Kirby wants them to be, Kirby and Glenn Schumann and the Georgia fan base, you want to win an SEC championship, you want to go on the road and beat Alabama and Texas and get to the playoffs with a shot of winning the national championship. I think this is one of the keys for Georgia on defense, and that is the backups, the young interior defensive linemen, and how much they can progress going into the season and during the season. You got redshirt sophomore coming into year number three, Christian Miller, who has a chance to be special, in my opinion. I see a guy that's good against the run, capable of getting some pressure on the quarterback, plays with good leverage. He's athletic. I think he's a guy that can really step up and solidify this interior defensive line. Jordan Hall is a sophomore that played a lot of football a year ago. Got a lot of reps, got his feet wet, 6'4", 330 pounds. He's got an opportunity to get in this rotation and be a guy that's going to help make a difference up front. And then also, you've got the transfer from South Carolina, a redshirt freshman, Xavier McLeod, that is set up to get into the rotation, rotate into the game, and make an impact and make a difference there, too. Jamal Jarrett's another one I wanted to see more of and got to see him play in the G-Day scrimmage. I mean, we're talking about a guy that's 6'5", 340 pounds. We're talking a nose tackle, interior defensive lineman. Looks like he's started to get in a little bit better shape, taking the fitness level a little more seriously. He's got a chance to, be a run stuffer in the middle of that defensive line. And the jury's still out on Jarrett, but looks like he has got at least an opportunity to be a part of this interior defensive line. It's going to be huge to watch how these young guys develop during the preseason practice and into the season and during the season. I think it's one of the big keys to this Georgia defense being outstanding again this year. I'll tell you what I was excited about. It was so impressive watching these inside linebackers play this past Saturday. They go four deep with elite talent at the inside linebacker spot. Smile Mondon was out this spring with an injury, foot injury that required surgery, so didn't get a chance to see him. We already know that he is one of the better coverage linebackers in college football, the ability to chase down, pursue. Nobody's doing it better than Smile Mondon, so looking forward to him being back healthy as we get the season started against Clemson later, coming up in a few months. But I tell you what, these young linebackers look good. You got C.J. Allen, a four-star, top five rated recruit coming in that had a chance to play last season when Jamon Johnson was injured and now has left the program. And the sophomore C.J. Allen looks like a tremendous player. A guy that is playing with good vision and anticipation, which pays off for a linebacker. I mean, that's got to be something. If you're going to be great, you got to have great vision and anticipation. The interception of Beck made a play on a inside crossing route. That was really impressive. He is a rugged physical tackler, very athletic. Man, there's a lot to like about him. And can't wait to see more of it. Also, sophomore linebacker Raylan Wilson, also a five-star, highly rated linebacker coming into Georgia, got a chance to get his feet wet and play a little bit last season, had eight tackles in the G-Day game, led the Bulldogs defenders with the eight tackles, and he's developing quickly in there, too. Jaylon Walker, another highly rated linebacker. Also looking really good inside. Versatile skill set. He can play inside. He can play outside. He can cover. He can rush the passer. Dynamic young player there that looked good during G-Day, too. I think this inside linebacker group is the second most impressive position group on the team outside of the wide receiver core. They're, you know, also coming into the G-Day scrimmage, a little bit of a concern for me was in the secondary, specifically the cornerback spot, Dalen Everett returns as a returning starter, started opposite Lassiter. Kamari Lassiter told me before G-Day that he didn't have concerns about this cornerback position group, and after I saw them in G-Day, I would also not have any concerns moving forward, and I have to give Lassiter credit, man. He had it right. Dalen Everett, returning starter, is legit. Valuable experience last season, proven to be a legitimate cornerback opposite Lassiter, and now he's going to take over one of those boundary cornerback spots. Julian Humphrey was another corner that played a lot last season, which is certainly valuable. He was considering transferring during the offseason. They convinced him to stay and earn that other boundary corner spot, and looks like he has done that. Julian Humphrey is looks like he and Everett will be the two starters starting the season. But it goes deeper than that. The two other guys I really wanted to see and I hadn't seen, but it was great seeing Daniel Harris, sophomore cornerback, play during G-Day. He is long and he's lean, can run really fast, can run with these receivers, and look really good in coverage. So that was encouraging. And then excited to see the freshman Ellis Robinson get out, the top-rated cornerback in this previous recruiting class. And looks like he's a guy that's really advanced for a freshman coming into his first year in college ball. And so that gives Georgia four corners, two proven corners, two developmental guys that they're going to get coached up, that can play, that have some skill and some talent. So I think, you know, I'm not concerned about the cornerback spot right now coming out of G-Day. That nickel cornerback spot with Tyke Smith moving on to the NFL, sophomore Jonel Aguero, very versatile guy. You got to be versatile to play that star. You got to play the run. You got to play the pass. And Aguero was really good and active against the run game, really physical in their tackling, got picked on a little bit in coverage, but I think he's got a chance to fill the void there at that star position. Safety looks like a strength to me. And, you know, look, you got Malachi Starks back there, as I mentioned, off the top, All-American caliber, and he's coming off off-season shoulder surgery. Played last year with a banged-up shoulder. He's going to be 100% this year, which is a really good news there. Dan Jackson back as a senior safety. Really like what he brings to the table. He's a veteran, experienced guy that is a really solid player and really active. Dan Jackson is going to bring a lot to the table there at safety. I like Jake Pope, transferred in from Alabama, plays with an edge, which comes in handy on defense. You need some players over there that are rugged and tough, and he provides Georgia with some quality depth at that safety position. Also with K.J. Bolden, the freshman, the five-star freshman, he's skilled, and he also looks very advanced in his development, too. So an opportunity to earn some playing time coming into this year. Overall, the defense looks like they've got a multitude of speed across the board, the D-line, linebacker, and defensive backfield, which is very impressive. They've got a lot of young talent that they're going to be working in, getting some playing time this season. This coaching staff is going to be coaching the young talent up. And I did want to wrap this thing up without talking about the specialist, which obviously is huge when you're trying to win championships. And the kicker, Peyton Woodring, was 21 of 25 in field goal attempts last season. Georgia's in really good hands with Woodring as the place kicker, reliable, big leg, very accurate. He was a freshman All-American last season, so you bring him back, so you're A-plus at the kicker spot. Man, that is huge. Then the punter, Brett Thorson, the Aussie, averaged 43.8 last season punting and had 14 punts downed inside the 20-yard line. So punter and kicker, Georgia, man, they're in really good shape. And then the kick returner, you got Anthony Evans, who I mentioned earlier is a receiver. Tell you what, he's fearless returning these kicks. And he's a dangerous return man. I mean, he gets his hands on the ball. Thinking about him taking it to the house is what I'm thinking. So the specialist on this 2024 Bulldog team looks like they're ready to do big things there too. So in review, overall, I think you're going to see Georgia lead with that passing game this year. I'm excited about that. Had some concerns on defense and really still a little bit concerned about the interior defensive line. I'm not concerned about cornerback anymore. This defense looks like they're going to be rugged, rough, and tough, and one of the better defenses in college football again this season. So, man, I'm excited about the 24 season. It was great being at G-Day. Really enjoy interacting with you Bulldog fans that showed up on G-Day. That was awesome, coming and going from the stadium. And I tell you what, you're going to hear a lot more about Georgia football on the Buck Belue Show here on 680 The Fan. We are Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. You can count on me to continue to break down this Georgia program and talk about the Bulldogs moving forward. But there you go. Hope you enjoyed your G-Day wrap-up show.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.